Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Chulin Daf Ayin Tes. We begin at the third line off the top. And this relates back to yesterday's discussion, you know, the father animal, what part does he play? How important a role does he have in the general, equation of this offspring? Do we consider his contribution as significant or merely secondary to the mother animal's part? And this pertains to determining the class, the species of the offspring regarding kilayim. Suppose mother is a behema, father is a chaya, or vice versa. What's the status? What's the classification of the offspring? Is he behema? Is he chaya? You know, oisav es benoy applies only to behema. Likewise, halachas we'll see later on. Some to behema, some to chaya. What is the status? What is the species? What's the genealogy of this offspring? Do we reckon with the father's role? Do we consider him as part of the picture? Or regarding these classification questions, he's not really reckoned with. Only the mother is. So that's a shaila, and it really connects to yesterday's discussion where we discussed oisav es benoy, whether it also pertains to father and offspring, or is it only to mother and offspring? According to Chananya, the answer was yes. We have to reckon with the father's contribution. And so just as Oisoy Vespanoi, the Isser to Shech, the mother and mother animal and offspring, within the same day applies to mother and offspring, likewise applies to father because he's also part of the equation, just as the mother. And today we'll see how this discussion pertains to other halachas, other matters like kilayim, kisui hadam, matanes kahuna, etc. Amar Rav Huna, Bar Chiya, Amar Shmuel, so he quotes Shmuel, regarding this question of whether or not father animal's role is primary. Hilchasa kechananya, the halacha follows Chananya, that oisai ves benoi applies to father animal and offspring as well, because the father's role is considered primary, and his offspring relates to him just as it relates to the mother. And in fact, this statement of Shmuel, that yes, we reckon with the father's role, this statement is in line with Shmuel's opinion stated elsewhere. But there too we find that yes, father's role is considerate. Just not. But Mishnah Mesachas Kalayim. Rabbi Daimer, Hanoiladim Minasus. So we have the mule who's born from a crossbreed between a horse and a donkey. Sometimes it could be father horse, mother donkey, or just the opposite. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what determines the species of the offspring? It's strictly the mother animal. Okay, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hanayladim Minasus, all mules who were born from mothers who are horses, even though their fathers happen to be donkeys, they can cross over, they can crossbreed. Because it's not considered kilayim. Kilayim doesn't allow us to crossbreed two different types. These aren't two different types because their mothers match. They're both horses. And as we're going to see later, there is a chiddush here, because you would think perhaps, each one of these mules has a horse element on account of his mother and a donkey element on account of his father. So perhaps the donkey element in this mule, which now breeds over with the other mule, so that donkey element will now cross over and be considered as though he's interacting with the father element of the other mule. They don't necessarily line up, right? We have two mules. Both have mother horses, father donkeys. Who says the donkey element of this mule lines up with the donkey element of that mule? Maybe it crosses over. And it's considered like it interacts with the horse element of the other mule. So that would be room to think that it's not allowed, that there's an element of crossbreeding, collide. Says Rebbe Yehuda, no worries. At the end of the day, it's all about what the mother is. Both mules have the same type of mother. Even though their fathers are donkeys, don't worry, maternal Zebra said they can crossmate. Aval, however, Haneladin Menachamar, a mule born from a mother donkey and father horse. Im Haneladin Menasus, with a mule that has just the opposite. Father is horse, mother is horse. Father is donkey. Asurin. They're not allowed with each other. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we disregard the father. The focal point is the mother. So again, if their mothers are the same, fine. But if this one's mother is donkey and this one is horse, they cannot interact. V'amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Okay, here comes Shmuel again. Zu divi Rabbi Yehuda. All of this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Domer who says, Ein choshishin l'zera ha'av. We don't reckon with the father's role. So the focal point is the mother and the mother only. Aval chacham aimer. We're going to see, by the way, in a minute, that Rabbi Yehuda wasn't certain about that. Perhaps we ignore the father. We're you know, uncertain about it. There's a suffix. You can't factor him in for sure. The only thing that's sure is the mother. So when they have the same matching mother, fine. But otherwise, don't crossmate them. Aval chachamim, I mean, but the consensus view of the chachamim is in line with Hananya. We consider the father as primary in this equation. And therefore, it doesn't matter who the mule's father is, who his mother is. You can crossbreed two mules. Regardless, kol mini prades, all types of mules, achasen, all part of the same category. They're all on min, all one type. One mule's father is horse, mother is donkey. Other one's father is donkey, mother is horse, all the same type. Man chachamim, so who are the chachamim that consider all mules as one big happy family? Chananyahu, that's Chananyahu. The Amor tells us, choyshishin lezara'av, we have to reckon with the father's contribution. And the offspring identifies just as much with his father animal as with his mother. And therefore, there's no issue of crossbreeding, there's no issue of kalayim on mules. V'hai bar susi v'chamra. So this mule's father is a horse, and mother is a donkey, and the other one is just the opposite. It doesn't matter. V'haya, the next mule is bar, the offspring of a chamra. Father, donkey, v'susya, mother, horse. It doesn't matter. Kulu chada mininin, they're all one and the same type. So how do we see that we paskin like Chananya? Because the very fact that Shmuel relates to the Shita as Chachamim, Chacham Aimrim, tells us that it's the consensus view, it's the accepted view, the Halacha Paskins like Chananya, Choyshishin Lezera Av. Father's role is just as important as mother's role in determining the status and the classification of the offspring. Okay, now let's go back to Rabbi Yehuda, who discounted the father. Yiboylo. Now the question was like this, Mifshat Pshitilei L'Rabbi Yehuda. Was it clear to Rabbi Yehuda that we just disregard the father? The Ein Choshishin Lezera Ha'av, that we just disregard the father? And it's just about the mother, right? Mifshat Pshitilei L'Rabbi Yehuda Dechoshin L'Rab. Oidilma, or perhaps he wasn't sure. Sfukim Esabkali. He wasn't sure. He had a suffix. And he was taking a strict view, just in case we don't, we have to be machmer, because then we just focus on the mother. You have to have matching mothers only. So was it with certainty or was it a suffix? Lemanaf kamina. Now, what would be the difference? Whether it's with confidence or it's uncertainty. I'll tell you. Lemishra to allow, pre. The pre is like an offspring. In this case, pre means the mule. A mule. Imhaim. So let's say you have a mule whose father is horse, mother is donkey. Sorry, a mule whose mother is horse and father is donkey. Okay? Question is, can he interact with his mother's type, meaning horses? Look, Yamr's Mifshap Shitalei. If it was clear to Rabbi Yehuda, we disregard the father, it's just about the mother, then sure, go ahead. Prima aim, shari. This mule, whose mother is a donkey, can interact with donkeys. Because that's what he is. He identifies with his mother's type, who's a horse. However, the Amr's Sfuki Mesapkali, but on the other hand, if Rabbi Yehuda was unsure whether we have to reckon with the father or not. So in this case, it's not so clear. This mule, whose mother is a horse, can't go and interact with horses because this mule has a donkey element to him as well, due to his father, which maybe does have to be reckoned with. Maybe it does. So he can't go and interact with just a plain horse. That's Kalai. My, so what's the conclusion? Says the Gemara Toshma. Let's take a look at that Mishnah again, which we have just learned. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol hanoylada min asus. All mules born from mother horses, af al pi shaviyein chamer, even though their fathers happen to be donkeys, no issue in crossbreeding. Mutarim zebezeh, they can interact. Now, are we speaking about a plain, simple case where we have, you know, two mules whose mothers are horses, whose fathers are donkeys, and we allow them to interact? Well, obviously, why not? Why even bother mentioning this case? Are we speaking that the father of this mule is donkey? And the father of the second one likewise is a donkey? And their mothers are horses, right? And the Rebbe says, well, they can intermate. Well, obviously, why not? They're exactly matching. Tzricha l'meima? Is there a need to even discuss this case? So it must be that we're speaking about a more complex case. Elalav. Now, the Gemara soon will tell us, actually, there is a chiddush, like we explained before, because, you know, even though their fathers are matching and the mothers are matching, but the fact is you have two mules, with each one having donkey element and a horse element. And then when they intermate, at the end of the day, there is a horse element within one that's interacting with the donkey element of the other. So perhaps that's considered a problem. So that will be the chiddush. No, don't worry about it. We'll get to that soon. But at this point in the Gemara, we figure it's such an obvious, clear case. Why even discuss it? Why bother even talking about it? So it must be we're dealing with a more complex case. Ela la davo da haisus. Vavo da haichamar. That we're speaking about two animals. One's father is also a horse, so his mother and father are horses. It's a pure horse. Vavoda haichamar, the father of the other one is a donkey. The other one's a mule. Mother is horse, father is donkey. What does the Mishnah say? According to Rabbi Yehuda, no worries. We ignore the father's, you know, discrepancy within the father's. We focus on the mother only, which is a horse, and they're matching. The Mishnah says, mutarim zebazeh, they can interact. Alma Mifshep Shitale, apparently Rabbi Yehuda is very confident, clear about this. We discount the father element. And since their mothers are matching, they're both horses, that's okay. So it's not a suffix, it's a vadai. Loi, loi, no, says the one. Who says we're speaking about this type of case? No. Loilam, certainly we're going back to a very basic case. They're matching on account of their fathers and mothers. Loilam davu adai chamor. Both mules have matching mothers, horses, matching fathers, donkeys. That's what we're talking about. There's no discrepancy whatsoever. The Gamers Shrichel Amema, as per your question, well, isn't it obvious? It's not so obvious, not so simple. There would be room to question this validity of this interaction. Other than him, perhaps I would say, after all, both animals here, right? Each mule has a double element within him. He has an element of horse and donkey. The other one likewise. So perhaps the horse element in one is going to interact with donkey element in the other, and vice versa. That's a problem. Who says they perfectly line up? Maybe there is some sort of crossover. Perhaps the horse element in one will go ahead and interact with the donkey element in the other, and vice versa. But sad chamor and the donkey element in this one, mishtamash b'tzatzus, is going to be lining up with the horse element in the other one, and perhaps that's forbidden. It's considered crossbreeding. There's an element of crossbreed. Kamashmon comes every day and says, no. We don't look at us as such. You know, each mule is it's a conglomerate of horse and donkey element within him. It's not like they're standing separate and distinct and you have to be concerned about crossing over. Each one is a mix. It's a new type of breed. It's a mix. It's an entity that is called mule. In which case, as long as their fathers, as long as their mothers are matching up, their fathers are matching up, we have no issue. Okay, so we haven't really concluded on our question. We know that, according to one opinion, Chananya, which is Shitas Chachamim, Choshishin, we certainly reckon with the father's role in terms of determining genealogy, species, classification of the offspring. However, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't seem to adopt that approach. So the question is, was it with certainty, with absoluteness, we just disregard the father, or maybe yeah, maybe not. We always have to go to Chumrah, just in case. Tashma, it comes another attempt at proving this point. Rabbi Bryce. Rabbi Dunner. Preda, Pirda, a mule, female mule, Shatava, who's ready for mating. Ein marbi and alea, we don't bring over. Loisus, v'lei chamar. Not a horse, not a donkey. Elamina. Only of its type, meaning a mule. So only a mule can interact with this mule. End quote. Now, let's analyze this price. Vi ams, mishe pshitele. If according to Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, it's clear that ein choshishin, we disregard the father. So why do you have to bother finding a mule? Hard to find a mule. Just match her up with something of her mother's type. Disregard her father, right? So she's a mule. Mother is a horse, let's say. Find a horse, a pure horse. Because she's classified as a horse based on her mother's identity. Lirba Allah, mate with her, Mina Di'ima, the type of her mother. Oh, apparently we're not so sure that we disregard the father. And that's why we don't do that. Says the Gemara, no. Maybe it's because practically we don't know who her mother is. The Le'adina, Mina Di'ima, Maini, we're not sure what her mother is. And father, is it a horse or a donkey? What do you mean we're not sure? V'ha'ela Mina Ketani Di'ya. The Brisa relates to her min. We have to find something of her min. Apparently we know exactly what's going on there. Right? We're saying that you have to find another another mule that has the same matching mother as this mule, right? Well, if you don't know who her mother is, how can you do that? It says you have to find the same exact type. Hachi ka'amar. The Brisa means like this. Ein marbi, you're right, we don't know what's going on in her history. We don't have her, you know, genealogy. And it's exactly where we're stuck. Hachi ka'amar, the Brisa means like this. Ein marbi an alea, loy min sus, v'loy min chamar. You can't mate her with something of the horse variety, meaning a pure horse, or a mule whose mother is a horse, and likewise blame in chamar, nor a pure donkey or a mule whose mother is a donkey, because you don't know who her mother is. Lefish ein yoy de mamina, we don't know who her mother is. Okay, so if we're not sure who her mother is, that explains why we're stuck. But perhaps if we would have her history and know the identity of her mother, perhaps that would be sufficient. Perhaps we would disregard the father. So basically, we're not sure if he'd had a mind. Was he absolutely disregarding the father? Or whether it was a suffix? We haven't really concluded. Ask the Gemara. So, we don't have her history. We don't have the information regarding her mother. Okay, we'll leave it like Simonin. Just check the physical features of this mule, which will indicate to us the identity of her mother. We have several tips coming up. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Ave Kali. The mule has a thick, heavier voice. Bar Chamra. That sounds like a donkey. He's the son of a donkey mother. Tzanif Kali. He has like a squeaky, thin voice. That sounds like his mother is a horse. Bar Susya. Amar Papa, another couple of hints. Rav Ravan Udne has large ears. Vizutra Gnufte. Gnufte is a tail, a teeny tail. Then you know his mother is a donkey. This is a donkey sign, Bar Chamra. Zutrun Udne, got small ears, Rabban, a long tail, Gnufte, then you know he's the son of a mother horse, Bar Susya. So what's the big deal? Just determined by way of these physical features. Hacha, my skin was speaking about a mule, was in trouble. Doesn't have any sound, doesn't have any speaking abilities, missing ears, missing tails. Hacha, my skin was Elemis, a mute mule. Vigidemis, trimmed up, no ears, no tails. Okay, so that's not going to get us too far. My Havela, what's our conclusion regarding this question? Was Rabbi Yehuda absolutely discounting the father, or did he have a suffix? We have to reckon with all possibilities. My Havela, Tashmai, comes a raya. The Amar Rabbi Rabhuna, Braid Rabbi Yeshua. Hakol moedim. All agree. The pri is the offspring, the mule. Im ha'em sha'asra. So suppose you have the mule, whose mother is a horse, father is a donkey. He cannot interact with the type of animal like his mother, with horses. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to this halacha, shmamina, what does that tell us? In fact, he wasn't sure whether we have to reckon with the father or not. Shmamina Sapuki Misapkali wasn't sure. And therefore, in this case, you can't just disregard the father. Because otherwise, if we just discount the father, then ignore him. As long as they have matching mothers, that's okay. Obviously, he's not sure. Shmamina, and that proves our point. Okay, so at this point, we have two opinions. Do we reckon with the father's role regarding establishing the identity of the offspring? Hananya says absolutely yes, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a suffix. We always have to reckon both ways. Amar le Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Abba told his helper Lashami, "Kima'ilusli could nyaisa, when you go and you hitch up the you bring in the mules, berispik, hitch them up to the wagon that's going to be carrying us. Please make sure that you bring of the same type. You know, you're not allowed to hitch up two different types of animals to the same wagon. Ayin, pay close attention. Make sure lahanach the dami lahadadi, those that are similar, same type, vaili, and bring them in and use them by way of observing the physical features, as we said before, the tails, the ears, etc. So you'll know exactly that they're, have matching mothers. Alma kosavar, apparently, because he holds a nechoshishin zera'av. We don't necessarily discount the father. Sorry, we don't necessarily reckon, consider the father as an equal player with the mother. She's not sure, just like Rabbi Yehuda wasn't sure. In which case, you have to make sure at least the mothers, that the mothers certainly line up. Because again, if the father was an equal player, then it wouldn't be an issue. Because they have matching parents. Father, mother, mother, father, doesn't matter which way it goes. Right? Horse, donkey, donkey, horse. But if it's ein chay, we disregard the father, maybe. So you have to make sure the mothers line up. First of all. Number two, we turn to Amud Beis. V'simana d'iraisa. This is another point. That min ha-Torah, we're allowed to, you know, this is min ha-Torah, relying on these simana, these physical features, the ears and the tails, with respect to an issur d'iraisa of kalayim. Apparently we see over here that simanim that are deduced based on, you know, our scientific observation is reliable, can be relied upon regarding Isurim Dairaisa. Rashi brings its whole discussion of Maseches Bava Metzia. You know, we find a lost item, fellow comes and gives us a simon, we give it back to him. So we're not sure, is it only Midrabanan that we can rely on this? And the Rabbanan have the ability to allocate, you know, when it comes to financial matters, based on their discretion. So they can determine, okay, a simon is enough to conclude that he's the owner and rightful owner, he gets back his item. But regarding Isurim Dairaisa, like a line, who's to say that we can just simply rely on simonim, which aren't, you know, mentioned in the Torah? There's no way in the Torah which says a short tail is a donkey. Yeah? Rather, it's just something that we concluded based on our visual observation of animals. And, you know, so that's enough for us to go on, even regarding Dairaisa. Okay. Continues the Gemara on this topic. Tanu Rabban, Oisei ves b'noi noyeg b'kelayim uba kvi. Some call it kvi, koi, kevi. So kelayim is a crossbreed between two types of behemoths, right? A goat and a sheep, etc. Koi or kvi or kevi is a crossbreed, Rashi says, between a behema and a tayish, which is a goat, and a tzviya is like a deer, which is of the Chaya family. So this is different than the Kai mentioned elsewhere in Shas, which refers to some sort of exotic, unknown species, some sort of animal, which is a suffix. Whereas in this Gemara, we're speaking about a pretty simple form of a Kai, a crossbreed between a behemoth and a Chaya, and these Shittas that we'll learn today hold that you can crossbreed. According to some Shittas, there's no way to generate offspring by crossbreeding a behemah and a chayim. According to our Gemara today, you can, and that's exactly the kvi that we're talking about. So kalayim is a plain crossbreed between two types of behemoths, and a kvi between behemah and a chayim. The question will be, what's the status of this kvi? Is it behemah? Is he classified as a chayim? You know, oisav es benoi only applies to behemah. The pasuk says shoy roiseh, right? Oisav es benoi lo yishchadim echad. That's only a behemah type, not a chayim. Chayim is not included. So is this kvi a behema and subject to the halachas of oisav es benoi, or perhaps it's like a chaya, is not subject to these halachas? We'll have it regarding kisei hadam, right? If you shecht a chaya, its blood needs to be covered with soil, not so a behema. Grand. The question is, what's the status of a kvi? Is he a behema or a chaya? We have matanis kuhuna, which is the gifts of the that's allocated to the kohen. There's royad l'chayim v'keva, parts of the animal. That only applies to behemah, not to chayah. Again, what's the status of the kvi? We're going to discuss all that in the upcoming Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, once again, oisav es benoi, de'alacha oisav benoi, noyeg b'chlayim kvi, applies to a crossbreed between two behemoths, and also a crossbreed between behemah and chayah. That's the shita of the chacham. Rav Lezer Omer, it depends. Kilayim haba min ha'ezu min ha'rochel. If it's an inter-behemah crossbreed between Ez and Rachel, goat and a sheep. Yep. Oisai ves benoi, that halacha is not equally applies to him as well, because either way he's a behemoth. But a koi, which has an element of chaya to him, no. Ein oisai ves benoi noigwe, that's not subject to Ez ves benoi. Okay, what exactly are we talking about? What type of crossbreed? Amar of Chizda. Comes of Chizda and explains for us. Which kvi was up for discussion here? Which kvi are we talking about that was subject to the machlokes just mentioned? We're speaking about the following type of crossbreed. So Tayish, a type of goat, who interacted with a tzvi, a female tzvi, a deer or whatever, which is a chai. So always in the Gemara, the first one's going to be the father and the second one the mother. Tayish to a tzvi. Says the Gemara. Hold it. Hey, Chidayu. Could you explain to me what's going on? Ilema. Are we speaking b'tayish habal atzviya, a tayish with a tzviya, v'yolda, and they have an offspring. And what did he do wrong? He shechted them both on the same day. V'kashachad la, he shechted the mother animal, the tzviya, which is a chaya, ulebra and her offspring, the same day. That's not up for discussion. There's no chi over there, oisav es benoi, v'am Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda himself told us, Hakal Moedim all agree in this case, he's exempt. Behi Tzviya, if the mother was a chay, Ubna Taish, and the son, the offspring, was somewhat of a behema, like in this case, Shepater. It's not subject to Oisav Es Benoi. You know why? Because the mother animal has to be a behema. In this case, she's a chaya. Se Ubnoi, Amar Rachmana, the Torah specifically refers to a se, sheep, and its offspring. As opposed to a tzvi, a chaya, and her offspring, of course it's not relevant in this case. Ella must be like this. It's the opposite. Father was animal, and the mother was a behema. Ella b'tzvi habalat yosha, who was a tzvi interacting with a female goat, be old and they have an offspring. Oh, because shachad olabra, and ishechtadi, behema mother, with her offspring. Again, that's not going to work. Va'amar, Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda himself explained to us. How come Moedim all agree? In this case, he's liable. Behit Yash Obnot Tzvi. The mother was a behema, and her offspring was somewhat of a chaya on account of his father. Shechayiv, of course he's liable. Why? Se Amar Rachman Obnoi Kodu. Pasuk says Se, right? Se Oisev Es Benoi. Se means the mother is a behema. Amar Rachman Obnoi Kodu on the offspring, even if there's just an element of behema. Just as Ubunoi, any offspring of a behemoth, even though he has a father element to him on account of, he has a chai element on account of his father, it's irrespective. It's irrelevant. So again, so what's the our discussion? What's the machlekes about? In this case, he's certainly potter. In this case, certainly chayev. Oh, so it must be, we're speaking about the next generation, the grandchildren. Lo'ilama must be like this. B'tayesh habala tzviya. Behema is the father, Tzviya is the mother, Chaya, V'yold Abbas, and they have an offspring, Abbas, female offspring. Abbas, Yold Ben. And then there's another generation, Rashi says, Ben over here doesn't mean Dafka, Ben means, you know, they had another, a grandchild. So we have the grandparents, a Tayish with a Tzviya. We're going to disregard that right now, we're not going to deal with that. And then we have the child of this interaction is a mixed breed, right, between Behema and Chaya. And then there is a grandchild. And he shechted 2 and 3, the child and the grandchild. Keshach lo lebro. He shechted the child with the grandchild. That is subject to machlekes. Rabbanon, who say that there is no oisoy vesbeno, Rabbanon say like this. Savri, choyshishin lezerav. That the child, second generation, relates to her father as well. Her father was a behema, right? So although her mother was a chaya, but her father was a behema. And as long as you're part behema, that's enough. Right? So there's two issues here. Do we reckon with the father? Yes. At least we have to take it into account. As a suffix, right? That's what we're going all along. We're going with the sheet that is a suffix now. And being partially behemah, that's enough for it to be subject to the halachas of behemah. Oisav es benoi, and etc. etc. Rabbanan sabri choshen zera'av. This offspring, who hailed from a behemah father, although chaya mother, but behemah father is enough for us to reckon with and give it at least a partial behemah classification. When the pasuk says v'seh, the pasuk says v'seh, right? Vafilu miktas, even a partial se is enough to classify him as a se. Regarding oisav es benoi, Rav Elazar Savar, he says no. Part behema, that's nothing. You got to be 100% or you're nothing. Rav Elazar Savar, ein choshen zera'av, we disregard the father's contribution, so the offspring just relates to her mother, who's a chaya, in which case she's not even a partial set. We don't say mitzaseh because she's not even that much. We disregard the father. So according to this early stage in the Gemara, we're thinking to the machlekes is really linked with that previous machlekes back in Amar Aleph. Do we reckon with the father or not? Rabbanan seems to say yes. Rabbi Leza says no. Says the Gemara. So why are we having this whole complicated case here? Just for Lifle, they could have just discussed and argued a very simple case. B'choyshishin l'zera'av b'plukta d'chanani v'rabban. They could have had the same machlek as the chanani v'rabban we had yesterday. Whether, in general, Oisev es b'nai is just mother and offspring, or even father and offspring. General machlek isn't the question tied into this. Discussion whether the animal relates to his father as much as to his mother, right? So that's all. Could have just had a very simple machlekes. Why get into this whole complicated story? If in fact this is the only factor of the machlekes, yeah, father, no father. Says the Gemara, you know what? You're right, but e pligi behi. If they would only discuss that, question, whether Oisav Es B'nai in general applies to father animal as much as mother animal, I mean, I would think, the Rabbanan reckon with the father, but let's say it's only Miktsas Seh. The animal only has an element of Behema. Would that work? But in our case, where it's a crossbreed, Rabbanan would agree that it's not subject to the Halacha of Oisav Es B'nai because since on account of his mother, he's a chaya, part seh doesn't give you a behema classification. The seh, I feel like we don't say partial seh is enough. Kamashmon, that's why they focus their machlekes on this type of case. We have a mix between behema and chaya. And now we know two things. First of all, yes, we have to reckon with the father. And number two, a partial behemoth identity is enough, is sufficient for the application of the din of Oisav Es B'nai. Says the Gemara. Okay, good. Let's move on. What about the next mission? And this is regarding Kisui Hadam, right? As we mentioned, person Shech Tzachaya, the blood has to be covered with soil, and this is limited to Chaya. Only Chaya has it, not behemoth. Says the Mishnah, what about on Yom Tov? Right? So, yeah, if you shech the chaya, you have to, take the dirt and cover the... But a kai, which is this crossbreed between behema and chaya, which is in a perpetual state of uncertainty, is a safek. Is he a behema, which is exempt from kisui adam? Is he a chaya, which is liable to kisui adam? What do we do on Yom Tov? Do you pick up the dirt? It's muktza if you don't need it. Kai ain shech noise be Yom Tov. You can't shech the kai on Yom Tov. We don't want to run the risk of doing muktza. We don't... Let's say he did shechita, ein mechasna as dam, he can't do kisui adam. Because if he doesn't need kisui adam, then it's just moving muktzah for no reason. So let's analyze this halach. What type of koy are we talking about? We have all kinds of variations, right? Ilema betayish habalat sviya. Always speaking that the first one is always going to be the father, second is the mother. Tayish is the goat. Habalat sviya interacted with a chaya. We have this offspring. Well, guess what? This wouldn't be a question. Of course he needs kisui adam. Because the mother is a chaya, and certainly the offspring relates to his mother and is classified as a chaya. Bein l'rabbanan, whether according to Rabbanan who reckoned with the father as well, ubein Rab Lezer who disregards the father, l'shchit v'lichsi, in this case that his mother is a chaya, of course do shchit and cover. He's a chaya. Why? Because even if you say that he's only a part chaya, not a complete chaya, but a pasuk, which speaks about kisui adam, says tzvi, the cover of tzvi is dam. I feel like he says even if he's a partial tzvi, it's enough, and he's a partial tzvi. So what's the issue? Ella must be that it's the opposite. Ella but tzvi habalat yosha. It's a tzvi that interacted with a female behemoth. We all don't have this offspring. Again, we're not sure what's going on. Ilu rabbanon, kondi rabbanon, who factor in the father? Okay, his father was a chaya. And so we see Lushchet Velichse Shecht and cover the blood, no problem. Vilu Rab Lezer, Rab Lezer, who says we disregard the father who's a chaya, so he relates only to his mother, who is a behema, so he certainly does not need kisei adam. So be my guest, lishchet shechtem ulayes, and don't cover it. There's no uncertainty here. It's one or the other. Says the Gemara, you know what? We're not really sure. Lo'ilam b'tzvi abalat yosha. We're talking about this most recent case that we just mentioned. Father was a tzvi, mother was a tiyosha. The rabbanon sefuki mesabklu. The truth is, chachama were not absolute about this. They weren't sure whether we disregard the father. Like we said before, it's a suffix. Whether or not we reckon with the father. Whether we reckon with the father or ein chayshishin. And this mission is the Chachamim. Expresses the Shita Chacham who are not sure. In which case you can't take chance. You can't tishkut anyantiv. Because do we reckon with the father who's a chaya, which would trigger kisi adam? Or do we not reckon with the father? In which case, it's only according to the mother who's a behemoth. So we don't want to move around the, you know, the dirt unnecessarily. So you can't do a shechita. Okay. So once we've established, according to the Rabbanon, there's a suffix whether we reckon with father or not. Let's assume that they're disputant or blazer. If there's any machlekes, it must be that he's arguing this very point. He holds that we certainly do not reckon with the father. It's not a suffix at all. It's clear. The fact that according to Rabbanah there's a suffix, whether or not we reckon with father regarding establishing the status of the offspring animal, it must be the Rablezer Pshitele. The Kondra Blezer, it's clear that we do not reckon with the father. I mean, otherwise, what's the Machlekes? So if that's the case, let's move on to the next Braisa, which discusses a different halacha that pertains only to behema. So a person shechts a regular behema, he has to gift the kohen with the forearm, with the chayayim, the cheek area, the keva, the stomach, and that only applies to behema. V'hod asanya. So how do you explain the following brice? Hazroya, v'lo chayayim v'keva. So the gifts that are given to the kohen, we'll call it matanis, right? Lehagim v'koy v'kalayim. It applies to a kalayim, which is a crossbreed between two behemoths, and also to a kai, which is a crossbreed between behemoth and chay. So it does apply. Rav Lezer Omer, it depends. Once again, he's in disagreement. He says, kalayim habam and ezman arachel. It's a crossbreed between two types of behemoths, goat and sheep. Yeah, chay matonis, he's chay v'matonis, because he's a full behemoth, you know, from either side. But bekai, if he's a mix between behema and chaya, pater menamata, he's exempt from matonis. That's the price. Let's analyze and define what type of chaya we're talking about. B'maya skina. Are we speaking ilema? Are we speaking b'tayesh habalat svia? Mother is a tayesh, a behema. Father is a chaya. We all don't have this offspring. Okay. Bishlema, little blazer the pater. I understand why Rabbi Lezer exempts him from matonis, which apply only to behema, because because he holds, we totally disregard, discount the father with absoluteness. Okay? So, all we have is the mother, who's a chaya. Kasavar, he holds it's not even a partial animal, a behema anymore. Sev, I feel like I said, the drusha that we had before that includes even a partial behema, is not applicable in this case. Because he's not even part behema. All we have is the mother, who's a chaya. Because that's El Rabban, but Kondi Rabban, that apply Matanis Kuna in this case. Because they consider it a behema, neither can Savri Sev, Afilu Mikta Sev. It's true that typically, even a partial Sev, partial behema, is considered as such. But here, the mother was a Chaya, right? Only the father was a behema. Now, we've already concluded, according to Rabbanan, we're not so sure to what extent we reckon with the father. It's a suffix. So, Bishlei Mepalga, Lo Yoyevle. It's very clear that half of the matanais he does not owe to the Kayan. Why? Because the half of the of this offspring is certainly a chaya on account of his mother. So 50% of matanos, he's exempt from. Okay, so that's clear. Iduch pag, what about the other half? Chacham seemed to say that he has to pay the other half. Why? Why? Because of his father? But we're not even sure whether we reckon with the father, whether he's included in the equation. Lame or lay, so the owner of the animal can tell the kohen, listen, as soon as you prove it, I'll give it to you. Right? I see raya. As soon as you can prove to me that, in fact, the father's role is significant enough to determine the class of the offspring, to consider him a behema, as soon as you do that, I'll give it to you. I see raya, you have to prove to me. The choshishin l'zerav, we have to reckon with the father. Shkol, then you'll take. Until you do that, we know that we apply the rule of hamoitzei meicha veru al varaya. The one who's trying to extract money, his onus is on him. So why is he giving anything? Why is he paying anything? Elosa, must be like this. That the scenario is reversed. Ella b'tzvi habala tiyosha. Father was a chaya, tzvi. Mother animal was a tiyosha behem. Behold, and they have this offspring. Okay, let's see how this works. Vishlema l'rabbanon. So according to Rabbanon, who have a suffix, whether we reckon with the father, right? Even if we do reckon with the father, who's a chayav, but at least on his mother's side he's a behemah, so he's 50% behemah. My chayav, so when the Brisa says he has to pay up, means half. Half of the matan, b'chatzim matan is on account of his mother. Elul Rabbi Eliezer, we're going to Rabbi Eliezer, who absolutely disregards the father's contribution. So this kid over here is totally a behemah on account of his mother. L'chai bikulu, that the owner have to pay the whole thing. Bikuli matanis, and the entire matanis. Why is your blazer exempt from matanis altogether? Says the Gemara, you know what? You're right. Let's change it again. L'oilam b'tzvi abalat yosha. We're speaking, the father was a chaya, mother was a behemah. Behold, and they had this offspring. Okay, so we've already explained, the chachamim's position very well, that he has to get 50% on account of his mother. Great. Rabbi Eliezer, nami sefuki misapkale. Here goes. Don't think that according to Rabbi Eliezer, we absolutely discount the father. No. Unlike what we said earlier, Rabbi Eliezer is also not sure. Just as the Chacham aren't sure whether we reckon with the father, Rabbi Eliezer also has the same suffix. Sefuki misapkale. So in a minute we'll see if that's the case, they're both on the same page, what are they arguing about? We'll see in a minute. With a summary chart coming up, not to worry. Rabbi Eliezer Nami Sfuki Misapkali, he's also not sure whether we reckon with the father. Whether or not we can consider the father as part of the equation. Says the Gemara, okay. V'chivan Til Rabbanu Misapkali. Once we establish that the Rabbanu are not sure whether they include the father. And likewise, Rabbi Eliezer, Masapkel. Rabbi Eliezer is also not sure, Masapkel. So what's the Machalikus about? Why are we even arguing? Why am I pleading? They're arguing in all places. Oysa ves benoi, kisi adam, matanis kuhun. We turn to the next page. The answer is, they're arguing on that second point. Remember, there were two issues here. Reckon with the father or not, and then, when we have something which is partial, is it enough? And the pasuk says, "Se, you need a behema for ois ves benoi for matanis kuhuna." Besev avilu mitzah se. What about a partial se on account of mother, on account of father? Is that sufficient to trigger the halachas? That's going to be the point of contention. Rabbanan say yes. Rabbanan sabri sev avilu mitzah se. Even when you have a partial se, it's enough. Rabbanan say no. You need 100%. Either you're all or nothing. We don't say a partial say is enough. I'm Rav Papa Hilchach. Says Rav Papa, let me explain to you what's going on. We've concluded that according to Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim, there is a big suffix whether we consider the father's contribution as primary as the mother. Choshen lezerav or not. We're not sure. We always have to reckon with all possibilities. Okay, that's the first premise. The Machlokes is whether a partial behemah is enough. So let me explain to you all the different cases. Oisev es benoi, kisi adam, and matanis kohuna. Amar Papa Hilkach. Therefore, le'in and kisi adam regarding kisi adam. Umatanis and regarding matanis kohuna. Loi mishkachas. The only way this works out, the only way we have a shaila and a machlekes, is as follows. Ela b'tzvi habala tiyasha. Tzvi is the father, tiyasha is the mother. So a chaya with a behema mother. And we have the offspring. Tebeinu rabbanu, Tebeinu rabbi Elazar, according to both opinions, misapklu, they're uncertain, im chayshishin lezara ha'avadai, whether we reckon with the father or not. Meaning, if we do, then he's partially a chaya. If not, then he's completely a behema. The machlokes revolves around whether se requires a full 100% se or even partial se. So that explains both those halachas. Regarding shechting the koy on Yom Tov, Mishnah says we don't do it because it's a suffix. Why? Why is that a suffix? Because kisi adam is limited to chaya, right? His father was a chaya. Does that make him a chaya? We're not sure. It's a suffix, right? Now, if he's partial chaya, that's okay, because partial is enough. But maybe we ignore the father. We only reckon with the mother, who's a behema. There's no kisi adam. And that's why we try to avoid it. Whereas according to Rebbe Elazar, it wouldn't be a problem, because according to him, partial chaya is not sufficient to trigger any halachas. At most, this crossbreed is a partial chaya. There's no kisi adam, shechtem ayatav, and ignore the blood. So that's regarding kisi adam. Next, regarding matanis kohuna, again, we're speaking father as a chaya, mother as a behemah. Rebbe Elazar says, forget about matanis kohuna, because even, let's say we reckon with the father, then he's only partial behemah on account of his mother. If we disregard the father, then he's a full behemah, and he's chayv matanis. But otherwise, if we reckon with the father, who's a chayv, then he's only a partial behemah. Partial behemah is pater. Rabbanan say, no. Even as a partial behemah, you have to pay at least half. Se afilu miktzah se. And that's why he has to pay. And finally, regarding the question of Oisev Es Benoi, applying to this crossbreed, once again we have this machlekes, which was discussed back in the beginning of the Yom Ha'Beis. And we're speaking, Mishkar Hasla, that can apply in both scenarios. Whether father was Behema, mother was Chaya, or the exact opposite. Bein B'tayish HaBala Tzviya, father was a Tayish, mother was a Tzviya, okay? Or the reverse. Ubein b'tzvi habalat yasha. The father was a tzvi, a deer, and the mother was a goat. How? Let's take it apart. In the first case, b'tayish habalat tzvi. Father was a behema, mother was a chaya. And they have an offspring, and then they had a grandchild, as we explained before. And the question is, doing shechita on the offspring and the grandchild in the same day. Uli sura. And the question will be whether it's allowed. There's no malchus here. We'll see soon. Malchus is only when you can be sure. Bezdin can only punish when you're sure that it's asur. Here we're not sure, as we're going to see. But you have to refrain from doing so just on account of the possibility that it's asur. Uli sura. The Rabbanan sabra, Rabbanan say. The Rabbanan sabra, dilma choshin zarab. Maybe you have to reckon with the father who's a behema. In which case, this offspring is subject to halacha v'yisv es benoi. Because a partial behemah is enough, in line with their opinion. We apply the halacha of mitzaseh. V'asur, that's why it's not allowed. V'laza savar. He says, no, who cares? Nihi nami. It's true that we have to, account for the possibility of including the father in the equation, but at most, he's only a partial seh on account of his father. Partial is not enough. Seh. Don't say partial says enough. So this offspring is totally not subject to the lach of Eisav Es Benoi. And likewise, let's say father is a chaya, mother is a behemah, but tzviya balat yasha. So what's the status of that offspring? So now actually we're going to notch it up. Ulamalkus. this can have a malchus application. He can get punished by bezdin if he does oisiv es benoy. Why? Rabbanan hold, nihi nami dechoshen zarav. It's true. You have to account for the possibility of including the father. The father is a lachaya, which is not subject to oisiv es benoy. But since on account of his mother he's a behema, partial behema is enough. Sev, afilu mitzvah zamrina. We say partial is enough. Malkinah gets malchus for shechting this offspring with her child. He says, no. Isur Ika, it's true, you're not allowed to do this. But there's no Malkus. Malkus Lekha. You know why? Isur Ika, it's Asur. Dilma, Ein, Chashin Zara. Perhaps we have to discount the father, because we're not sure, right? In which case, we only focus on the mother, which is a behema. V'hai said, this offspring, Ma'alyu, is a Semali, is a perfect behema. But there's no Malkus, because we can't be sure, we can't punish him. Malkus Lekha, you can't do Malkus. Because maybe you do reckon with the father, which interferes. So that chaya element will interfere with the behema element. So it's no longer a complete behema, in which case it's exempt from oisiv es benoy. Malchus lekha. Dilma choshen zera. Perhaps you have to reckon with the father, who is a chaya. In which case this offspring is only a partial behema on account of her mother. V'seh. V'afilu miktaseh. We don't say part. Miktaseh. We don't say part is enough. Okay, let's just recap this conclusion. So both Rav Lezer and Chachamim are choshesh for the zera av misafik. You know, this is in contrast to Hananya, that we are certainly going to reckon with the father in terms of determining status of the offspring. But the consensus view, the Rav Yehuda, the Chachamim, and Rav Lezer are not sure. So they account for that possibility, but with a safik. So what then is the machlekes? Chachamim say even mitzaseh is enough. Rav Lezer says no, we don't say mitzaseh. So regarding oisiv es benoy, which only applies to behema, not to chaya. So in the case of, in the first one, it's going to be the father, and the second is the mother, right? Tzvi with the tiyasha, so the chaya with the behema. Rabbanan say there's malchus. Why is there malchus? Because on account of the mother, he's a behema. And even a partial behema works. According to Rabbi Lesser, you can't get malchus. Partial is not enough. It's asher, because maybe we disregard the father and he's really just a behema. But we don't know, so we can't get malchus. Next case. Father is tayish, behema. Mother is a tzviya, which is a chay. Go to Rabbanon. It's asher, because maybe we reckon with the father as a behema. But we can't get malchus, because we don't know. Go to Rabbi Lezer. There's no issue of Isa as benai. At most, he's a partial behema on account of his father, and that doesn't really work very far. Next case, Kisui Adam, which only applies to a Chaya. So in a case where the father was a Chaya Tzvi, interacted with a Tiyashta, which was a Behema. Oh, according to Chachamim, it's a Safik. Because do we reckon with the father to give him Chaya status or not? So it remains as a Safik. According to the Rabbi Lezer, no. There's no Kisui Adam. Because even if we reckon with the father was a chaya, but it's only a partial chaya, it doesn't qualify to kisiyata. Next, matanis kuna, which applies strictly to behema. So we have a case of a father, which is a chaya, tzvi, interacting with a behema mother, tiyasha. According to Chachamim, he certainly has to give half the matanis on account of the mother. According to Rabbi Lezer, partial behema is not enough. So in this case, where perhaps we have to include the father on the scene, father is a chaya, which takes away from the wholeness of the behema here. Partial behema is not a behema, in which case, he's totally exempt from Atanai's kuhuna. Okay. Hope that clarified it. All the best to you and Atzlacha Rabba.